Be the hotel.
And in the hotel, did Lager stay there, Lumberman stay there, or who stayed in the
not
hotel?
Not usually. No, not usually. No, the Lumberman had,
camps,
yeah, way up in the woods. Yeah, I don't think it had. The people that worked in the mills owned homes there. And there was this block which is still in Warren, as far as I know. I haven't been to Warren for a long time. Before you cross the bridge, mm-hmm. is that block, sort of block there? Well, that is where my father's first store was, downstairs. And you went just the other side of that, down a little hill, and that was where we lived. The house has been taken down, where we lived there in the village. And then you just went down toward the river, which wasn't too far down from our place. And that was one of the mills, the clapboard mill. And then up here was what we kids used to call the mansion. There was a little old lady lived there, and it was a gorgeous home. And in back of her home was this hill, went down over to the mill, and they used to come in on the road between her barn and her house, and they'd roll the logs down that hill. All the logs went down to the mill to be sawed.
Now, what was her name? She ran the mill, did she not?
No, there was a lady up the toward Granville Woods that had a clothespin factory, Bradley. She was up the brick.
Edna Bradley.
I can't think what her first name was, but her last name was Bradley. Oh yes, she had a clothespin mill up the brook there, and she built the funniest old house. She never lived in it. But no, what was her name? What was the little old lady's name that lived? I can't think. But that difference, you know, in the land, those logs, and we kids used to play on those logs, and run up and down on them. It's a wonder we weren't crushed, because eventually one man was crushed. One of the workers was crushed. Yeah. The log started to roll. He couldn't get away, and he was crushed. And it's a wonder we kids weren't, but we run up and down those logs.
Yeah, there must have been a lot of woods accidents.
Yes, there was. Yeah, and my brother's father, the mill was up, almost as you go into the woods in Granville, and I think that's still there. I think there's a mill. I think there's a mill still up there, and that was out of the village.
How did he lose his arm?
It was some kind of an accident at the mill. I don't know. I don't know whether it was a machine. I think a machine accident. Yeah, I don't know just what.
Yeah, Floyd told me about Curly Fuller's accident with the corn cutter and how he ever survived.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I didn't know about that. Yeah, but probably did, might have as a child. But, you know, if you could only remember the things that you did know when you was a child, it would be interesting.
It's funny, I had happened to interview Earl Fuller about 10 years ago.
Oh, yes, yeah.
You know, the story that I've gotten over and over and over in Warren is how he sold, what's his name, Mr. Jocelyn, the cow with the big bag that he pumped up with a bicycle pump. I've had that story told to me so many times.
Well, he was quite a character. Earl Fuller was quite a character.
I guess he was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sure was. Yeah. And then and there was a Fuller lived just going toward Waitsfield, right at the edge of Sugar Bush.
Lauren
Fuller. No, was that Lauren? No.
Well, in the end he did.
Oh, did he?
After he sold the farm, but that would have been after
Yeah.
No, he was a couple of years younger than Earl.
Yeah, well, yes. Well, Earl lived in Rochester, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, then there was one. No, I guess... Yeah, Kingsbury married a Fuller now. What was he? Lived right at the Royce farm, just as you turned to go up to Sugar Bush.
Yeah, well, I know Lauren ended up in that house, and Earl lived in that house.
Oh, that was Earl that lived there, yes, probably before he went to Rochester. Yeah, I kind of forget those people, you see. Yeah. Yeah, well, the Royce farm, where Earl Fuller lived, connected to my grandparents' farm.
Oh.
Going up to Sugar Bush there.
Now, were your grandparents called Moore as well?
Moore, yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. I have to laugh. I have just one living blood relative, which is my granddaughter. My son has been dead 14 years. And so she has a son now, which is a great-grandchild. But and she's expecting another baby, and they're sort of hoping it's a girl. My great-grandson is about 2 and a half. She's expecting it. So I keep telling her, I said, well, don't bother to pick out any names for your daughter. I said, you can name her after her two great-great-grandmothers. I said, my grandmother Moore's name was Matilde, and my grandmother Goodspeed's name was Lucretia. So I said, name your little girl Matilda Lucretia, and I'm sure that there'll never be any more anyone else named like her.
Is she going to do it?
It would surprise me if she did, but I don't think she will.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, were the Goodspeeds from Warren as well?
I understand from what records, I do not have records of my family at all. I understand my grandfather Goodspeed was born in Sharon, but in Moortown, there's all kinds of Goodspeeds which have the same names as my ancestors. So I feel as though that perhaps they settled in Moortown eventually. But I'm told by somebody that years ago told me, says, your grandfather Goodspeed was born in Sharon, which is down the White River way.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. How would you characterize the different towns of Moortown and Waitsfield and Warren?
In what way?
When you were growing up, you said, you know, Warren was a mill town. Now,
yes.
Moortown was also, I guess, sort of...
Well, there was a mill there, Ward's Mill, yes.
Which was very different because it was kind of a company town, I guess.
Yes, it was. It was entirely different. Oh, yes.
And I'm just curious, from your perspective, how it was different.
Well, as a child, I really didn't know much about it. Only, you know, back in those days, some little towns had the liquor stores license, and Moortown had a liquor license, and Warren and Waitsfield didn't. And as I said, we had a livery stable, and of course they had to go to Moortown if they wanted to, and we used to. My mother had a horse that she brought up on a bottle, and that was one of the horses that we had in the stable. And he would bring them home regardless of what condition they were ever in. And so that was the horse that always was rented to go to the Moortown when they went after something to drink. It was late afternoon. Old Dick come in with his sleigh. It was winter. Came in with his sleigh and went into the carriage shed. And we didn't notice, my mother, or I didn't notice, whether the guy ever came out of the barn or not. And we didn't pay any particular attention. And my mother always sent me out to put the potato parings in the old cow's manger. So she got the potatoes ready for supper, and she told me to take the parings out and put them in the cow's manger. So I went out with the pan of parings, went to go in the cow's stall, and here laid the guy under the cow's belly. Well, needless to say, I didn't take any potato parings out for a little while after that, because I didn't want to get into that mess again.
Did he wake up while you were there?
Uh-huh.
Did he wake up?
No. I guess when my father came to supper, he had to kind of get things together, unharness the horse. But the horse would always bring him home. That horse would always bring him home.
And your mother had raised the horse
on a
bottle.
Yeah.
How many horses did you have in the
land? Well, usually we had five. Yeah. And they had a pair that used to go out on the big sleds and things. And then my brother had a horse. They never rented that horse. He was too lively. He was what they called a pacer, and he was too lively. But the rest of them, they used to rent them out. Yeah. And that was, you know, quite a thing in those days. You.
Would your father train the horses, or?
No. They were just for travel.
Just the fullers, I guess.
Yes, the fullers. Yeah, the fullers were horse people. Yeah. That they were all horse people. Yeah. No, he just had the horses for running for the stable.
Yeah. And you had a couple of cows then when you
We had two cows in the village, and we always had two pigs that they butchered, of course, you know, for food. Yeah.
Do you have any chickens? Hens?
I don't think we ever had any chickens. I don't remember that we did. My grandmother had hens, but I don't remember that we did ever had hens. Maybe we did, but I don't seem to remember.
Now, had your grandmother moved to the village by this time? Or?
She was to village, yes, before we were, yes. Yeah.
That whole area, you'd never know now. It's all golf course.
Oh, heavens, I haven't been to Warren for, I don't know how long. It's been a long time. And my husband's been dead 29 years this year.
Now, was he from Randolph?
No, he originally was from Gainesville.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
With the Peavine.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. In fact, his grandmother was one of the Gays that settled Gainesville.
Oh, is that? I didn't know that. It's called Gainesville.
Yeah, it was originally called Gays Mills. These two Gay brothers came from Connecticut up into that area, and they had woolen mills. Yeah, and they moved up what they call Gay Hill, which is out of Stockbridge.
Yeah.
Stockbridge is the town, of course, and Gainesville is part of the town of Stockbridge. And they moved up there, and they had some kind of a little mill of some kind way up in there when they first came there. But they later settled in Gainesville proper. Well, you know where the, what's the library in Gainesville, do you know?
Yes,
the big stone pillars?
Yes.
Well, of course, that was a Gay house. And the mills were all on the opposite side of the street, all along the river.
Yes, and I guess taken out.
Oh, during the flood, everything went out, of course. And I've got some pictures of Gainesville. I don't have any pictures of Warren. It's strange that I don't have anything in any pictures of Warren, but I just don't. Mm-hmm. I guess people didn't take pictures as much in those days, perhaps,
no.
as they do now.
Yeah.
Because I just don't have any pictures of Warren. And
Rupert Blair's mother.
Yes.
Was a photographer and took some pictures around 1910. She had the old glass plate negative.
May Blair?
Yes.
His mother? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'll tell you something if you want to tell. But she was, Rupert Blair was Earl Fuller's son.
Lauren Fuller's.
Lauren Fuller's. Yes. Oh, is it Lauren Fuller?
Yes.
I thought it was her girl.
No, Lauren.
Was it Lauren?
Yeah.
Then you did know it.
Yeah, no, he told me.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But May was odd. Did you ever meet her?
Never did, no. When did she die?
Huh?
She died.
Well, it's been a long time.
But
she was practically blind. She had I don't know what they called it with their eyes, but she couldn't see only as she raised her head and so
forth.
She was a nice person, very nice person. Yeah, didn't she write poetry?
She could have. She wrote a little history of Warren. But
yeah.
Her brother was also blind.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, she was, I guess perhaps it was a family
that's
something.
Amazing.
Because May never could see much of anything, because she always had to just, you know, what she little she could see was just by raising her eyes, her head, and so forth. So it made her a little bit odd.
Yeah.
She was a nice person. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah, that would have been a tough life, I would think.
Yes, it was. She had a hard life. Yes, she had a hard life.
And it sounds like for a long time, the Fullers just ignored.
Oh no, they paid her off as they used to in those days. And I was trying to think where I might have some pictures of Kaysville, but I can't at the moment. Put my hands on them. I've lived here since 47. But, you know, you don't have a storeroom or anything. You just scatter stuff around.
I do know, yes.
And so I put stuff away, and I forget where I put it.
Me too.
I think I do have a painting.
Oh, don't get up.
I can get up if I get my bearings.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, that's dusty.
No. You know, how many buildings like that did they have there?
I think they had two.
Gosh.
I think they had two.
Was founded in the early 1800s, or?
Well, it must have been. It must have been, because my husband was born in 1897.
Uh-huh.
And he was a grandson of one of the gays
that started it.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, you hardly know it's there now.
Oh no, you would not know it was ever there. You knew not know it was ever there. Does it tell on there? There's some writing on it, but it probably doesn't tell.
Burned it says burned.
Oh, it burned. Oh, yes, that burned.
22nd, 1888.
Well, it burned then. Yeah, well, that it. And then where that was, there was a whole block right where that was. You see, I can't quite remember those things. And that went out in the flood. This burned, yes. The woolen mill burned. And then that, there was a store, and there was a man that made snowshoes. He had a business there. There was three or four businesses in a sort of a block by the river. That went out in the flood. Mm-hmm. This burned, yes, okay.
That's amazing. Yeah, I've never seen this, and I guess I haven't read about it. Yeah, it says Kaysville Mill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who did this?
What's that?
Who painted this glass?
One of the Gays' daughters married Dr. Blanchard, who was a dentist here in Randolph, and she painted that.
So this would have been your husband's aunt, or?
Well, that would have been a great aunt or great something. Yeah.
Well, it's lucky this is around, because there probably aren't very many photographs, are there?
Yes, I do have quite a few photographs.
Oh, really?
if I could put my hands on them. I have quite a few photographs of Gainesville. I very foolishly, you know, you do things awfully foolish. Of course, I'm not a gay, only that my husband was. And one of the gay boys, my husband's cousin, that lived here in Randolph, one of his boys came here from Rutland, probably 5, maybe 10 years ago, several years ago, and wanted some things from Gainesville. And I very foolishly gave him some pictures, which I shouldn't have done. Because
now they're gone.
They're gone. But you don't always think, know, when you do things like
exactly.
that. And of course, my granddaughter might sometime be interested in things like that. I saved that.
Does your granddaughter live here in Randolph?
No, she lives Long Island.
In New York?
Yes.
Holy smokes, that's whereabouts?
So she lives in Huntington. I don't know if you're familiar with it, Long Island. Yeah, she lives in Huntington, Long Island. Yeah. Uh-huh. So I'm pretty much on my own, which makes it a little difficult because my son died. His wife is married and lives here part-time, but they have a camp in Swanton, and they spend that summers mostly in Swanton at the lake, and they spend their winters in Florida. So they're very kind to me when they're around. They do things for me, but they're not here that much.
Yeah.
Oh, I've had quite an illness, so I have the lifeline, which you know.
That's good.
Yeah.
Boy, you've been a